Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
And hello to the live audience who took time out of their night to come and visit us. Jay, wake the fuck up.
I was clicking, it just wasn't starting.
Oh, it's enough, wow. Enough. Thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Good thing you muted them, Craig.
They would go on forever. They love us. A special welcome to Brandon, here all the way from the center of the Knicks court, apparently.
Wow, man.
That is his background.
Wherever you listen to the show, remember to leave us a 5-star rating and or a positive review. And please, subscribe to the one podcast that takes away all your pain.
Are you crying?
Are you laughing or crying?
I think he's crying because of all of his pain.
Did it just like come to a head?
This is fucking torture, guys.
All right, your face is
beet
red,
dude. It's fucking torture.
You're sad?
Torture. We suck. We fucking suck. We've lost 6 of our last fucking 9 games.
The Knicks are socks?
It's not a good run.
No. I wish we were fucking socks. We're not even socks. We suck.
Really, we're not even socks.
And every one of these games is fucking torture. Is it not torture, Barry? Torture. Even our wins are fucking torture.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're exciting, which is good, but no, it's torturous. When at the end of the day, you're losing games, the L's are stacking up. You're losing twice to Orlando in the first couple of weeks, which is the bottom 2 teams out of 30 teams in the league, and twice they take it on your home court. Yeah, it's pitiful. It's awful.
The New York Knicks looked like straight trash.
It shouldn't have happened the first time they came into our building and beat us after we slaughtered them. But you say, okay, whatever, we took them lightly. Now you get a second chance to redeem yourself, and you play it tight the whole way, and then it just collapses at the end? No,
it's not
good.
You do realize we have a fucking ad to read right now, Barry. You do realize that? At some point, we got to get...
Yeah, Barry, do you realize that?
Do you realize
that? What are you coming
at me for? Go ahead. I don't know, because I'm coming at everybody. If you're looking to place a bet, go where Barry goes. Where do you go? BetOnline.ag. Barry, the Knicks are losing, but are you winning?
Yes. I'm winning, Craig.
All right. Would you like to fucking elaborate?
Can you expand?
No, because I'm making it up, so no, I can't.
You're losing too? Oh, fuck.
But you're not
it's
up anymore?
Losses all
no,
around.
I haven't placed any bets.
Oh.
You don't want to run this in the ad, Craig. Unless you want me to make some shit up. But I haven't been betting. I've been afraid to bet between you and me.
Well, there's no reason to be afraid, Barry. Just head over to betonline.ag. They've got a new updated desktop or mobile website where you can sign up today. Get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Where do you want to start, Craig?
Where do I want to start? Cole Anthony walked off of the game the other night. Cole Anthony, who shot 5 for 21 from the field, 1 for 9 from 3, walked off the court saying, bing bong. That bitch Cole Anthony is saying bing bong to us? The 3-11 Magic before they faced us? They're 4-11 now, 2 of their wins against us. How bad are we? Even the wins that we're getting, we have to come back from behind and barely win. Every single game is like, it's like Groundhog's Day.
It hasn't been pretty.
Every game we're down. And then Obi Toppin and Emmanuel quickly have to bring us back. And then our starters have to fucking lose it for us. Every fucking game. Barry, how are you getting through this? You're not crying like I am. Why aren't you fucking crying?
Look, it's bad, and I'm trying to have a little bit of perspective. But I'll tell you, you should be unhappy. 15 games in last year, the Knicks were 7-8. This year, we're 8-7. But we should be unhappy. We all anticipated the Knicks carrying off of where they left off last year, you know, excluding the playoffs. We thought we were going to just, you know, it was like ups and downs last year throughout the whole season. You win some, you lose some. Very mediocre, very boring season. But then we kicked it up at the end. We haven't been able to grasp that and carry it through. And, you know, you want to blame Kemba and Evan because it's a different starting lineup? Yes, that's part of it. But we didn't expect it to be this mediocre, slow start to the year. We wanted to start up here. We wanted to start up higher. So, yeah, it's okay to be upset. But in the end, it's 15 games in. We're 8-7. I'm not going to kill myself over it.
Oh, we don't want you to kill yourself over it.
Yeah, that's extreme. Barry.
No, that's horrible.
Come on.
Blandy, I mean.
That's really a horrible thing to say, honestly. That's really horrible.
For Barry to say that?
No, for you to say that. My goodness. I mean, wow. That's pretty bad, Craig.
Are we ever going to have a season, by the way, that like we're not frustrated all the time by who the coaching staff isn't playing or isn't giving minutes to?
Oh, my God.
I know in the past it was pretty unreasonable that we were all flipping out about Frank Ntilikina not getting minutes. But last year it was Elfrid Payton getting minutes when we didn't think he should. And now this year, it's been replaced with Obi, quickly, basically anyone on the fucking bench.
I think Obi is the big one for a lot of us. I mean, he's become a lot of our favorite player to watch. We couldn't say this last year. He's a very fucking talented basketball player. Is he not? Everything he does
is
court.
There's no one I enjoy watching more on this Knicks team than Obi Toppin.
He is a talent, and he should be getting more minutes. Out of the 10 players that Tibbs has in his rotation, he gets the least number of minutes. He's averaging 15.1. You want to get slightly hopeful? The last four games, he's averaged over 17 minutes a game. The four games before that, he averaged 11. So they're going up. Hopefully they continue to go up.
The team just totally changes with him. Obviously with him on the court, quickly on the court. Quickly basically won that game against the Pacers for us. I mean, how incredible was he against the Pacers?
But they bring a Quickly's certain kind of energy, great. Both of them.
Oh, a ton of energy.
But there's literally zero chance that either of those guys ever make it into Tom Thibodeau's starting lineup. Zero.
No, well, definitely not Obi. Who is Obi replacing
in
the starting lineup?
No, definitely not Obi. Why would we replace fucking Julius Randle?
Oh, jeez, here we go.
Julius Randle, who is a minus in 10 of 15 games this season.
The guy we just gave $100-something million to, we're gonna take him out?
Well, Craig wants to replace him with a guy who's a plus in 13 out of 15 games this season.
13 out of 15 games.
Yeah, well, you know that's not happening. It's not realistic at all.
Craig wants to replace him.
No, we're going to give Julius Randle the keys to the whole fucking franchise for eternity because he had one good fucking season.
Oh, Craig's looking to replace him with somebody.
And because Jay is still sticking to the fact that he predicted that Julius Randle was going to be better than Obi Toppin. Guess who's better than Julius Randle this year, Jay? Obi Toppin.
Here we go.
You were wrong. You were fucking wrong. And one of these days, you're going to admit it.
Man, how quickly you have you've thrown Julius away. You've just tossed him off to the side.
When Obi comes in the game, it's a fucking like a rainbow and got on the Knicks court.
It's a different team, that's for sure.
So play him with Julius.
Why did you see him catch the ball with that? Did you see him do the catch the ball with the one hand?
Crazy.
And then put it in like this. Dude,
he has a crazy fucking move every game. The game before that, when he came up the baseline and he fucking jumped in the air, pulled the ball back to get out of the way of the defender and then dunked it. I mean, he does phenomenal things. He's a fantastic athlete.
And Thibodeau will only grace us with his presence for fucking 15 minutes a game, which is torture. Another torturous part of this season. The fact that talent just sits on the bench.
Look, we wouldn't mind so much if Julius was doing his thing and it makes it more palpable that, you know, of course he's not going to get pl- playing time over Julius. And look, you know, I kid around, you know, tongue in cheek a little bit. I don't expect him to replace Randall in the starting lineup. But yes, can we find some more minutes for this fucking guy? Like Blandy said, play him next to Randall for a portion of the game, whether it's 4 minutes, 5 minutes, something.
Julius Randall against the Magic, minus 21. Hmm. The next closest Nick was at minus 11. Minus 21. Julius had 13 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds.
Dude,
and minus 21.
And he still can't shoot the basketball. Julius Randle took 11 shots against the Magic. 10 of them were threes. And I don't know where his shot has gone, but I don't need him taking shooting practice in the game. You want to get your shit right, put yourself down on the block or go back to driving the lane and popping the shot if it's there or kicking it out. But this was the third game this season where he's taken at least 10 3-point attempts. It's yeah, not Barry, what he should be doing.
It's not like he shot 1 of 10. I mean, he was 4 of 10. So 40%
from
Barry, I'm
saying it's
not,
all he's doing.
It's yeah, all he's not doing. Shooting when you take 11 shots and 10 or 3s, that's bad. But, I mean, who's really shooting good right now? I mean, Barrett's shooting just as poorly.
Nobody's shooting well for the Knicks. You're 100% yeah. right. And especially in that game. I mean, they were taking a lot of open threes that they were missing, one after the other, off the front of the rim, again and again.
He took 12 3-pointers.
Well, he was feeling it. I mean, he
had a good game. 4 of 12.
But what's frustrating to me, Jay, is that these bench guys are bringing the Knicks back every single fucking game. And then no matter how bad Julius is playing in that game, Thibodeau is forcing him back in. Forcing him back in. As if he's fucking LeBron James. I'm sorry, he has not earned the right to be playing the game, no matter how awful he's fucking playing.
I get
when players like Obi and Emmanuel and Derrick Rose and Burks and anyone else is playing really well, they should be. Tim just has to let them keep playing. Play the final 3 minutes. You have to bring Julius back in for the final 3 minutes.
If you re-listen to last week, what did we talk about last week? Do you remember?
I don't give a fuck. What? That Thibodeau
how
they
brought
right
them back and
back
he
in.
Let them play the entire fourth quarter. And then you guys were talking about how, well, they could have brought, you know, somebody back from the starting lineup and put it in there with three of them.
In that game at that point, the bench was playing for a while and they looked fatigued out there. So Barry and I were just saying they could have used some energy off the bench. Not replacing everyone, but bring in like one guy. An RJ or a Julius.
Right, but now you're saying why even put the starters back in?
Well, it's a week later, and the starters have just continued to play awful every game. Their entire starting lineup is in the minus every game.
And it hurts to watch Randall, his actions on the court. Even the post-game, I can't listen to the guy anymore. And he's changed his tune. If you listen to Julius after the Orlando Magic game, he sounded so defeated. And it was almost like he kind of accepted the fact of where this team is, and he's just brushing it off like it is what it is. You know, he's saying stuff like, it's just the way the league is, and that's why that they're going through a funk. And he's almost like laughing it off now and being dismissive about it, whereas a week or two ago, you saw it was pissing him off. And he said he took a lot more accountability a couple of weeks ago, and now it's almost like he's tired of hearing himself make the same excuses, or he's just throwing his hands up in the air and says, I don't know what the hell to do. And I don't want to see that from my leader.
What did he mean by it's just how the league is?
He said that's the way the NBA is, meaning that you go through a bunch of losses, you'll go through a bunch of wins. It's just the way the league is. It's like he's deflecting everything and making just too many damn excuses.
What do you think about Thibodeau saying that I don't know if he said it or alluded to the fact that he probably isn't going to change anything with the starting lineup because the bench is gelling so good and they're playing so well together. He doesn't want to fuck the bench up.
Well, that's a tough spot.
That's just an excuse?
I don't think there's anybody that's going to deny that Quickly and Rose are the best backcourt that this team has. But the thing is, the reason why I don't want to plug the two of them into the starting lineup is because I like those two guys with Obi. I think Quickly and Obi have a special chemistry together. I like when Rose is playing with Taj on the court together. I feel like they like kind of hold the group together. So I would struggle with breaking that up too.
Me too. That's why you fucking just put them all in.
I had a thought the other day, like you really want to punish these starters for the way they've been playing? Put the entire second unit as your starting lineup. Make the entire starting squad come up the bench. But look, it's 15 games into a season. That's not going to fucking happen, especially not with your moneymakers, Randall, and your prized possession in RJ,
your future boy.
That's not going to happen.
No, of course not. You know, God forbid we fucking think outside of the box for one.
but if he really pissed them off, that would be the way to do it.
Quickly, Rose, Toppin, RJ, and Mitch, fucking do that. I'm sorry. At some point, I don't know how long we'll let Julius just struggle and watch Obi just totally outplay him and bring a different level of energy.
Out of the starting line.
Of course, no. It's Julius fucking Randle. Did you forget where he was a year and a half ago?
It doesn't matter. They're not taking him out of the starting
Jesus
lineup.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Jesus.
They have to.
This, man.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You're they talking gotta, about Julius Randle like he's something he isn't.
It doesn't.
He's got to change.
It doesn't matter. It's Julius Randle. It's Julius Randle.
He reinvented himself last year. He's got to reinvent himself again. You've got Kemba Walker next to you, and you're taking point guard duties away from this guy. And what is Kemba doing now? What is he supposed to do? You brought him into this team to do something. Let him do something.
Yeah, and it's the same bullshit with Kemba that Jay's going to say. It's Kemba Walker. It's Kemba Walker. Fuck Kemba Walker.
No, it's not Emmanuel the same
quickly
thing with
deserves
Kemba
to start
Kemba,
over
Julius Randle and Kemba Walker, not
Emmanuel
the same.
Emmanuel quickly deserves to start over Kemba fucking Walker.
Oh my gosh.
He does. Brandon, does he not? Tell us, Brandon, how do you feel?
If it was Popovich, he probably would have stuck that second unit in first, man. That's the difference with Tibbs and Pop, man. Popovich would have done it. Like, look, you guys aren't getting it done. I'm going to put my second unit in. They're getting it done.
Listen, you're
like a little fucking Thibodeau over there.
Dude, you're not talking about a 3-12 team. They're 8-7. I know that they've lost, you know, what you said. There's, what, six of their last eight?
Nine.
Is it now?
Six of their last nine games.
They were 5-1.
You're not going to do that crazy flip. If you're halfway through the season and the team is bombing, you're looking for anything to grasp onto. Then maybe you flip the script over.
If
and
you
want to
tell
that.
Me you take Kemba out of the starting lineup, fine. But there's no way that Julius Randle is coming out of the starting lineup. You can throw as many tantrums as you want to throw. That ain't happening.
Yeah,
I agree. It's not happening. But it's fucking ridiculous. And you're bothering me because I think that you. It's not that you don't think it will happen. You don't think it should happen, Landy. You don't think it should ever happen.
I don't think it should happen. I think if you're going to do anything, it should either be Fournier or Kemba that comes out of the starting lineup. I mean, Fournier can't get the side of a barn.
Thibodeau has to fucking do something.
Yeah, I would pull Fournier out of the starting lineup than Kemba. I mean, he's got to show me something. Fournier.
You know what Thibodeau will probably do? He'll probably fucking put Burks in instead of Fournier. We'll be like, oh, big fucking deal. So excited.
You know what bothers me about Fournier is that every single player on this team, or every single player in the 10-man rotation at least, has had stretches where they've looked great. Every single one. Burks, we've seen it. Randle, we've seen it, you know, in some fourth quarter stretches. Kemba, we saw it when he put up fucking 17 in the first quarter against the Hornets. Every player's had those stretches. Fournier, you got to go all the way back to game one in overtime against the Celtics for him to do anything worth mentioning in a post game. The last 14 games, he's been fucking absent.
He essentially shot his whole load in game one of the season.
Pretty much
that's
did.
That's all he's been able to do.
We brought him here to shoot.
It was a big load, though.
It was a huge load. He's got 19 points in his last four games. 19 points in his last four games.
And I know he's not getting the ball a lot. And, you know, there's other players that are going to need the ball in there. But we brought the guy in to shoot. Just fucking, you know, get yourself open. They're going to find you and knock down the shot. We're seeing nothing. And when he does try to put the ball to the deck, he's turning it over. He's coughing it up. What happened to this capable number two that can do so much?
No, he's not number two.
$20 million man.
He's not number four. He's not number five. Well, what's he, a number 7-8 player right now? Fournier?
If Craig, I mean, you're going to make a pecking order? I don't think he's going to crack seven.
I think Frank Ntilikina is better than him.
Oh, Jesus. Well, here we go. Now you're getting a little too...
We anointed Evan Fournier after one game, the French king of New York.
I mean, Frank is no longer here. That ship has sailed.
And you know what he is? He's the French fuck of New York right now, Evan Fournier.
Wow. The Fournier hate.
I'm fucking throwing it all out there, guys. I don't care.
Jesus.
Did you see the poll I put up on Twitter today?
That was a tough question, Craig.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to vote.
I set up a poll. You can keep one pair of players. Which are you keeping? Julius and RJ, or Obi and IQ? 365 people voted. It's split down the middle.
Between dreamers and between logical people is what it is. And there's nothing wrong with being a dreamer. But you think about, you know, what you love about Obi and Quick, and you want to see them continue to flourish and to blossom, and they make you happier when you watch them, whereas these other two guys are disappointing you. So I get it.
They make.
I mean, it's ridiculous if you pick Obi and Quickly at this point. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I picked Obi and IQ.
It's more. It's a more fun pick.
I picked Obi and IQ because I like being happy.
No, you don't.
And I don't like being fucking miserable like I am right now.
I think you love being miserable.
Do you think I love being like this?
Yes.
I was crying at the start of our podcast.
I think deep down, that's your happy place is being
miserable. Jay,
who
do you keep?
Does that make sense?
Out of those two?
You know what Jason's going
to
say.
You're ready to give up on both, on Randall and Barrett now.
Jesus Christ. Can you just answer the question, Landy? It's not a bit.
Long term, Randall and Barrett.
It's not surprising. Boring likes boring.
No.
Boring's attracted to boring.
Oh, Craig.
Who wants to listen to some voicemails? Let's get cheered up here, all right?
How's that going to happen?
Hit him, Blandy.
All right, here we go.
Why the fuck are we rushing through the crumb cake ads? For fuck's sake.
It's a good question.
Can you play that one more time?
Why the fuck are we rushing through the crumb cake ads? For fuck's sake.
Now, first of all, that has to go into your drops, Jay.
Okay.
That has to go into your drops.
For fuck's sake, or?
The whole thing. Even though, like, I would want to be the one playing those after Jay fucks up a crumb cake ad, but. You, Brandon, you didn't like the last crumb cake ad read? I have to be honest, like, sometimes when we're doing the sexy ad reads week after week, like, I wonder if 99% of the people fucking hate it. And you're the only one over there enjoying it. Yeah. So we try to not do it constantly. Give like a 5-minute Jay creaming on
crumb cakes. Yeah, you've been rushing me. There are days where you tell me you're not doing it well. And then there are days where you rush me like crazy.
Well, I have to be honest. Like, let's be real, Brandon. Do you really like the crumb cake ad reads? Or do you think they need a little more variety? Because for me, I feel like Jay's just doing the same thing week after week. And I don't like hearing the same lines. I want a little more creativity.
What adjectives does he use every single fucking time when like he pauses for a minute and he's trying to think of something to say and he always says the same fucking word?
How many ways am I supposed to say?
It just melts in your mouth.
What am I supposed to say about the crumb cake? There's only a certain amount of things I could say about the crumb cake.
And those crumbs, so plump.
Right, right. It's always the same fucking shit. And you're not even reading ad copy. This is always the same shit off the top of your head. Be original.
Oh, yeah, like look at that crumb cake in a different way one day.
I said, look, no respect. No respect at all.
You know what? Then you talk about having sex with the crumb cake. And see how many different ways you could talk about having sex with crumb cake.
You just have sex. Missionary. You take it every day.
How many inventive ways you could mention.
Jay, do you not hear my microphone
again
this week?
I've heard Kama Sutra. Do
not
plenty
hear
of positions.
Positions.
Is my microphone working?
No, it's working. Yes, I'm just Craig. Talking over you.
Jesus Christ. You can talk over me all you want, but I can just fucking cut you out when I'm editing the show together, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, and I'm going to read the fucking ad today when we get up to it, and I'm going to show you the fucking Krumma Sutra.
Okay, sure.
If you did the crumb cake ad reads with as much creativity as you fucking suck on that straw every time you need to have a drink, they'd be much better. Play the next fucking voicemail, Blaine.
Hey, fellas, it's DB. I'm just calling after the Bucks loss. You know, I'm still encouraged. You know, I actually liked their game plan during the game. They shut down Giannis. You know, the
fucking feels
had,
like a century ago.
26 of 50 3-pointers. You know, that's hard to stop. You know, they stopped Giannis, which I think was a great game plan. The doubling caused a lot of problems for them. I still love how Clyde was Clyde call him. He calls him like Onomatakuku or something. Which is hilarious. But overall, I think the Knicks are in a good place. You know, we have to say, you know, even though they lost that game, they've lost a couple bad ones. You know, we know that the team is going to hit adversity and, they're still over 500. The young guys are playing nice. Obi and Quick look good. You know, I think it's a step forward from last year. I think if we get to the All-Star break and we're around 500, we'll be okay. Anyway, I have two questions for you guys. You know, my first is I think that Knicks need two things. I want to see if you agree. I think they really need to work on their perimeter defense. That seems like they're not getting out to the three-point line. That seems to be an issue. And ball movement on the offense. And especially the starters. I think the ball movement isn't really happening there. I think those are the two things that they need to work on. I want to get your opinion on that. And number two is Bing Bong. I think I would like it to go away. Yeah. You know, I liked it at first. I thought it was kind of entertaining. And now, honestly, Bing Bong just seems like something that, you know, bandwagon fans are jumping on. It feels a little bit like the front runners who might have been Brooklyn Nets fans last year who want to jump on the Knicks bandwagon this year, starting to say. So, you know, I thought it was entertaining at first, but I think I'd like it to go away. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right, y'all.
Before we answer that, could I just...
Yeah, and a cuckoo on
and
Randall.
And a cuckoo.
The Anacupu.
Anacupu. Anacupu and Anacucuco. Cuckoo.
Bing Bong was great in that video. That's where it should have stayed and lived, and it's fine there. You take it out of that element, yeah, no, it's gone. Then other teams start running away with it.
I know. It's like, how many other teams are going to like tweet Bing Bong after a win? It's like, it's old at this point. Like, come on.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. I hate it. I, like Barry said, I liked the video, and I liked all the characters in the video when it came out.
Yeah, keep it
and
there.
And it was, like, addicting to watch it over and over again, but wasn't walking around fucking saying Bing Bong like people are walking around saying Bing Bong.
Right.
And then as for the three-point stuff, I mean, we talked about that last week. The three-point defense has been horrendous. It's atrocious. They've run into some guys that have gotten really hot and just can't miss. But, I mean, their three-point field goal defensive percentage is horrible compared to last year.
But it's like their entire defensive strategy is horrible because they're not just getting beat on the perimeter. They're giving guys way too many easy baskets where they're just going through the lane like a fucking matador does with a bull. And they're also not rebounding the ball. So it's like from inside to outside, it's falling apart everywhere. And that should be fixable. It's not only effort, okay? It's also being smart and being coached the right way, and we know they've got the right coach there to do it. I don't know why it hasn't clicked.
And DB, as far as them not moving the ball enough, I'll tell you who does move the ball enough, the fucking bench, all right?
Yeah.
When the bench unit is out there, they're moving the ball. They're throwing lobs up to Obi. They're moving around. They're playing with energy. It's the starters who are not moving the ball around. Sticking with Julius like he's mellow lately.
And as far as them being, and I quote, in a good place right now, they're pretty fucking far from being in a good place.
This was like, you know, just when DB called, it was after the Bucks loss. And
it's like a lifetime. They were in a
much better place.
All right, so I'll cut them a little
they're
slack.
They're in a bad place right now.
They're in a really bad place.
And I don't want to finish the season 500 or get to the All-Star game at 500. That means we're no better than we were last year.
Isn't that what Vegas, wasn't it 41 and a half? Wasn't that the under-over?
Yeah, and you know what?
This is what people expected.
They're probably right. Because we were saying before the season that last year they were a 500 team. I know they finished many games above 500, but it's because they went on an insane winning streak.
Yeah, they played
other than
out
that
of their
one
fucking
stretch,
minds.
They were playing 500 ball.
Right.
They exceeded their talent level last year. And if you're not going to do that this year, then yeah, that probably puts you back at a 500 team.
Yeah, I mean, if Julius is going to play at a much lower level than he did last year, and Fournier isn't going to be playing at what you thought maybe he would, and their starting point guard isn't that much better than their starting point guard last year. Right now. It could be worse. They could be worse than they were last year. Or worse than 500.
Well, you're certainly not getting the four seed this year, I don't think.
What I fear is that this front office, because they gave Julius the big contract, no matter how Julius plays, they're going to go out and do something at at the trade deadline this year. That keeps Julius, but gets rid of an Obi Toppin, or gets rid of some of these other young players to try and pair Julius up with another star. That's gonna be a huge fucking mistake.
Well, it depends.
They're
who the star
sink all their teeth into Julius. It's gonna
it
be a huge
who the
fucking
star
mistake.
Is.
No, it's going to be a huge fucking mistake. It doesn't matter who the star is. Julius is not who we thought he was for 3 months last year, or whatever it was, 6 months, 8 months. He is not. We were all giving him the benefit of the doubt. One fucking season. And Blandy's ready to put his fucking jersey in the fucking rafters.
I did not say that.
He's Julius Randle. Of course you got to put his jersey in the rafters. Oh, it's God. Julius Randle.
Barry, I mean, come on. This is, like, he's going a little far, don't you think?
Yes, yes, hyperbole, yeah. Sure.
I mean, come on. Craig, relax yourself.
Julius Randle.
Nobody ever said Julius Randle was going to the Hall of Fame. It's been 15 games. Let's you know, it's 15 games and they're above 500. Has it been good lately? No, it hasn't been good, but...
Next.
Yo, just like that, this feels so good. This win against the Pacers feels so good.
It did feel good.
Guys, see you later. And Craig, I hope you do your math.
Hopes I do my math.
So that was after the Pacer game, so I guess now it doesn't feel so good.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So we're doing the White Elephant Party again, right, Barry? You sent out the invite?
Yeah.
It's at Barry's place this year.
Right.
During that White Elephant Party, Jay.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of new people coming, Barry?
Yeah, two new people.
So if they said to you, Jay, you know, how many years have you guys been doing this White Elephant
Party?
Here
we go again.
Well, dude, no, hold up.
No,
how many years have you been doing this White Elephant Party? And let's
it's
say...
It's not the same thing,
let's
Craig.
Let's say this is the fifth year you've been
Craig,
doing
it's
it.
It's not the same thing.
Say, you'd say.
We've been doing it. We've been doing it for 5 years.
No,
five
I would say years. This is the fifth year.
No, Craig. But would it be inappropriate to say we've been doing it for 5 years? Or, let me finish. Or do you have to wait until the end of the White Elephant Party that night, until everybody has left the fucking house.
I'm sorry, this is so
and
ridiculous.
Close the door, and then you can officially
Let
say
me ask
we've
you a
been
question.
Doing it for 5 years.
I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
No, we're done.
No,
play
no,
the
no.
next fucking voice.
No,
go
no,
to
no.
the next voicemail.
No. How old are you? How old are you?
I don't even understand the question.
How old are you?
You don't
insult
understand
me
the question.
Like this.
What is your age? What is your age?
Never ask a lady her age, Jack.
What is your age?
32.
You're not 32. What is your age?
44. 43.
You're
43,
right?
I'm 43.
No, you're not 43. You're 44. Because you were born in 1978. So from 78 up to now, if you count it, that's 44 years. So technically you're 44
then, right?
I'm sorry.
Was the question, what is the age of the podcast? No. Or was the question, how many years you guys been doing this? It's a fucking different question, Brandy.
No,
what is
you're,
your
you're
age?
The one not getting this. I'm sorry.
No, you're taking it. You're all taking it
nope,
too literal.
You're wrong.
No, you're fucking
wrong,
Jay. By
the logic that you use,
you are wrong.
Then you would be 44 years old, not 43. It's that simple.
No, you're wrong. We're
guys,
in the.
I can't
this,
do this anymore.
This is
I can't
the
do this
year.
Anymore, guys.
I'm sick of you fucking your teacher, fucking DJs teaching math over in Germany. I don't give a fuck. It's a common sense response.
Nope.
Been doing it for 5 years. We've been doing this White Elephant Party for 5 years. Oh, I'm sorry. Just to be clear, you know, after you guys leave, we will have been doing it for...
This will be the fifth year that we've done it.
You see, this is what I'm fucking talking
You wouldn't
about.
Say we've
Play
been doing...
Play the next voicemail. You're
it's
wrong,
only once
Jay.
A year. You wouldn't say
You're
we've
wrong,
been...
You're wrong, Jay. You're wrong. Play the next voicemail.
Oh, God. Then you're 44 years old.
Thank God for Quickly. Well, crap, that sucks. Here we go again, blowing the lead. Hope we can get it together. My goodness, it's tough being a Knicks fan.
Did you splice those together?
Those are a few different voicemails.
That's great. You got to do those all the time now.
I told you, I'm always like putting that. Them together because it's like
great.
The ups and downs
it's just
of
the
Ralph's
up and
week.
Down. It's the ebb and flow.
Yeah, that's good.
He's been calling us for about... He's
oh,
been
God.
Doing this
Here
for
we go.
8 weeks. All right. I'm just fucking around. All right. Y'all hear that music? It is time for the news. With Blanderson Hooper, who's been doing the news for how long, Blandy?
Since...
Nobody gives a
May
fuck.
May of last year.
Presented by Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company, who is changing the crumb cake game. Let's get that sexy music going.
Oh, God, here we go.
Blandy, when you're thinking about this crumb cake tonight, I want you to just try to not envision the live audience here. I want you to take your shirt off.
No,
I want you to get into it. At least unzip your sweatshirt. Look, Brandon is going topless. Barry, will you go topless?
Please, no.
I'm bottomless.
Give Blandy a little inspiration.
Did you say you're bottomless?
Yeah. How do you eat your crumb cakes?
With your tongue. Blandy, go.
What do you want me to say?
Jesus Christ. Is he serious?
I mean, I've been criticized already for how I've been doing the ad. So, Barry, I think you should do this.
This is your chance to redeem yourself, Blanderson.
No, I think Barry should do this. You bragged before about how great you could do this ad, so...
All right, give me the fucking mic.
All right, so hold on. I'm going to start the music from the beginning for you.
Wow. Blandy, you're gonna risk this?
Yeah. Let's see what he's got.
All right, Barry, give it to him. Show him how a professional fucks a crumb cake.
You ever sitting home? Sun's gone down.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you just cleaned off the table after a nice dinner. You look in the fridge. You don't want anything in the fridge. It's all the same old shit you've had before. So you walk over to your pantry.
Can barely hear
There's
you.
Nothing there either. No, what you want. What you want is something special. You want a Clarkson Avenue crumb cake. This Clarkson Avenue crumb cake will arrive to you in a package. A big, big package. That you're gonna unwrap. Just you and this crumb cake. Maybe you'll dim the lights. Put on something special.
All right, Randy's
shut up.
Yawning.
Jason, you're taking me out of my fucking
Because this is just
fantasy.
Taking...
From cut the fucking music. From Holiday gift boxes to their world-famous Crumpkins, they even have a Crumb Cake of the Month subscription you can get for 3, 6, or 12 months. Go to clarksnavcrumb.com. Use promo code HARDNICKSLIFE for 23% off your order. And Blandy, you could fucking yawn all you want.
He was like a minute. He was already a minute in.
It was foreplay.
He was only talking about the box.
You can yawn all you fucking want.
Brandon didn't want a quickie like last time. He wants to be caressed.
And Barry told us fucking story, Jay. Yeah. He told
us story.
Hear
him. I was ready to go to sleep. I'm sorry. That was no good.
Barry, well, you're boring.
Yeah, that's what I say about that ad. Sorry.
No. At least we didn't have to hear the same fucking shit every week that you say. All right?
Here's the news. A couple of injury things. Number one, Klay Thompson has been cleared for 5-on-5 workouts.
Oh, shit.
He has not played, obviously, in quite some time. This is big news for the Warriors because the Warriors have been kicking ass to begin without him.
Yeah.
And now you put him back into the mix, and obviously it's going to make a big difference. Also, Zion was cleared for 1-on-1.
What, him and a Twinkie?
Whether or not he, you know, is able to get back on the court, I don't know. Because from what I heard, he's up to about 350, 375 at this point.
350, 375 is a big fucking range.
No,
yeah.
Of course not. But he's a big man. He's a big boy. So yeah, you got those two. We'll see what happens. The Staples Center has been rechristened the Crypto.com Arena. I think the game against the Nets on Christmas Day is the first day where it will officially no longer be the Staples Arena. Crypto.com paid apparently north of $700 million for the naming rights. It's a dumbass fucking name.
I mean, I can't believe that Staples lasted that
name.
Long. Staples, I mean, who the fuck has ever been to a Staples in the past 10 years? They had enough money to own, to have their name on that arena.
Well, obviously, times are
Staples?
Tough now. They can't do it anymore.
Staples? That's not Office Max, Craig.
Let me ask you a question. It's not that stupid of a name. You know what a stupid name is? We're just used to it. Staples Center.
Crypto.com? That's just
Staples
stupid.
Smoothie Center? King Arena. There's a bunch of stupid fucking names. It's advertising.
This is what happens when they just take the most amount of money. They're just, you know, they're looking to whore themselves out for the greatest amount of money. You get a dumbass name like this, the Crypto.com Arena. Because it's not Crypto Arena, it's the Crypto.com Arena.
Dude, if Crypto.com reached out to us and said they'd give us $7 a podcast if we put Crypto.com
well, that's a little
into
different.
Harnick's life, I'd fucking do it.
It's different. We need all the money we could get. The Lakers, I'm sure, are not hurting for cash. Anyway.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stick with Staples if they're not fucking ponying up the cash, right? You got to shop it around.
Yeah, you know what? When Crypto.com says, yeah, we'll pay you $700 million, you know what the Lakers say? They say, yeah, we will do that. That was easy.
I didn't follow.
Staples. That was easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that anyway, that's their thing?
That was Staples, easy. Yeah. Remember the Easy Button?
Yeah, I remember the Easy Button.
They actually sell Easy Buttons.
They should have made the center logo of the court a big Easy Button.
Interesting. Mark Stein is reporting that in January, the Mavs will retire Dirk Nowitzki's number 41. NBA general managers apparently are working to finalize some kind of a professional association that would collectively support executives with access to legal defense funds, lawyer referrals, and public relation professionals. Apparently, this was all in the works before everything that just happened with Neil Olshey and the Blazers. But I guess the general managers are getting worried about being fired for certain reasons and teams attempting to not pay them the remainder of their contracts. So we'll see about that. But the big thing that actually happened earlier today was that Enes Kanter has gone up and in on LeBron James.
Excuse me?
I don't know if you guys have noticed, Enes Kanter has become very outspoken with his anti-China sentiment over the last couple of months, which has pissed off the Chinese Communist Party. I think that they're not allowing Celtics games on TV in China anymore. But he has gone after, I guess, Michael Jordan as well, and Nike, and Phil Knight. And today he tweeted out, "Money over morals for the king. Sad and disgusting how these athletes pretend they care about social justice. They really do shut up and dribble when big boss China says so."
Oh, dude, Barry, do you remember that song you created a couple years ago?
Which one?
Disposable Ennis?
Detachable Ennis.
Detachable Ennis. Oh. Sorry.
So yeah, this was when the Knicks had the option to re-sign Ennis, and it was mid-season, and they had to make a decision whether they were going to re-sign him, because I guess it was a team option. And so I don't know if you remember that song, Detachable Penis, but I was saying that Ennis was definitely detachable. We didn't need him here anymore, because that was the point where he was like moping at the end of the bench. So I made a full song, Detachable Ennis.
Yeah, I got it here.
Oh, go for
it. You
do? Fucking...
Well, can I finish my story first?
I'm going to send it to you, Jay.
What made you think of that?
Yeah, you can finish your story.
Yeah, he wrote, "Did you educate yourself about the slave labor that made your shoes, or is that not part of your research?" He's actually wearing, he's got special shoes that he's going to be wearing in games. One of them says, "Hey, still researching and getting educated," and it's got a crown on it, and it's painted red like the Communist Party. Yeah. So he has gone up and in. No response yet from LeBron that I can see so far. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything from his camp. But, I mean, is there bad blood between the two of them? Or is this just totally about the situation in China?
Yeah, I don't think they like each other.
I mean, he's been wearing some crazy shoes. He wore shoes in a game that said, "Stop organ harvesting in China." Like, he is, you know, I mean, he's been a political guy to begin with. And, you know, he's had issues in Turkey. They went after his family and everything. But, yeah, so he went right up and in on LeBron and called him out.
I don't know if this is one of those things where I remember it being good and it's not going to be good.
It might not be good.
K King Missile was the original, by the way. King Missile.
It's a great song. It came on the radio the other day. My kids were listening to it.
Is it Lithium on Sirius?
Yeah, Bachelor Penis.
I woke up this morning and went on Twitter. Ennis Cantor's been tweeting again. It used to be charming. Some would say endearing, as he would preach Knicks for life. But let's face it, you haven't even been here for the duration of a human pregnancy. And now with a choice to make, opt in or opt out, us Knicks fans could take you or leave you. Double-doubles are kind of commonplace nowadays. Even Jarrett Jack managed to get at least one triple-double. You've had your moments, like Christmas Day, recording 31 and 22. But not only was that a Christmas miracle, we lost that game anyways. And it's not just the size of your contract. Okay, maybe it's because of the size of your contract. But it's also because when the rest of the team runs up and down the floor, you run like you've got lead in your shoes. Nobody can deny your toughness. We've seen you play through countless injuries and a lot of bloodshed. Which reminds me, I've been thinking, perhaps you have hemophilia, a disorder in which a person's blood is not able to clot normally. We love your passion and the got your back attitude. I get the chills remembering when you stood up for Neil Aquina and got in the face of LeBron, even later referring to him as queen and princess. But now it's like you've changed. You're courting him like a desperate douche looking for a prom date. You've still got some time to decide opt in or opt out. And when I really sit down to think about it, you are truly detachable. I could take you or leave you. So us Knicks fans, as we sit here and wait until that date, June 29th, when you have to decide to opt in or opt out, remember this. We don't give a fuck.
Huh. There.
Okay. Wow.
Still holds
that
up.
That brought back some memories.
There you go. We got
to
do more.
So he was courting LeBron to come here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was sort of hinting at that, right?
Yeah. He would go on to like the Cowherd and say shit like that.
Okay. Last, want to update on the Ben Simmons situation. There really is no update on the Ben Simmons situation, other than the fact that he's, you know, not with the team. I believe they've been fining him again now. They have a list apparently of 30 players that they would be willing to trade Ben Simmons for.
Give me a break.
I know. Yeah,
they've Philly identified- has a list of 30. Players?
Philly has a list of about 30 players, yes. That they
Let me guess, 15
willing...
of them were all NBA last year?
So,
please tell me Julius is one of them.
Oh,
please
tell me Julius
is one of them. You want him off this team no matter what, huh?
Jesus, I mean, what
I'll
happened?
Take Ben Simmons for Julius in a fucking heartbeat.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
30 players that they would that would satisfy them in a trade for Ben Simmons. Yeah, that's... All right, whatever that means. I mean, again, the longer this goes on, the less attractive he, I would think he would become. But anyway, that's the way the basketball bounces.
How many weeks has this been going on?
What, with Simmons?
Yeah.
I mean, there.
Since
how many games in the season?
Camp.
Yeah.
I mean, it started after the postseason last year. There was bad blood. And then as he got closer to the training camp. Oh.
Brandon gets what I'm doing.
Sorry. I'm a little slow.
Oh, God.
Update.
You're an idiot.
That's going to do it for today's show, guys. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's thehardknickslife @gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @hardknickslife. You can follow Barry @BarryDworkin. And you can follow Blandy @ILoveJulius no matter what. And you can always call us.
It's ridiculous.
At 516-33-MESH-1. And Ralph, continue with those just little like one soundbite voicemails. That's fine. Craig will fucking string them together.
I love
so
the I love
more, the
up
merrier.
And down. And we love riding the wave with them.
Yeah, at least 2 a quarter. Come on.
Well, not two. Let's not do 2 a quarter.
And Craig, do we have an announcement to make?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot.
for our current Patreon subscribers and any new Patreon subscribers.
First of all, I want to thank the live audience for coming in. If you want to be a part of all this excitement, go to patreon.com/hardnickslife. One of the tiers is you can be on the live show, but one of the other tiers is you get to be at our watch party, which unfortunately right
virtual.
Now is virtual.
Watch all right. Party, right.
Virtual watch party, and we're going to be holding that, what, Barry, this Sunday?
This Sunday
at
for the 8 o'clock, yeah, 8 o'clock game against the
Actually,
Chicago
I forgot
Bulls.
To ask permission from my wife, so
oh.
We should, I'm just going to have to say
you.
I have to
I
fucking
I asked permission
do it.
Already. How pathetic
and are we
going
to be doing that?
Do I need to ask for permission?
I thought
it depends
we had to.
What your home setup is, you know, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
You probably definitely have to ask.
Yeah, I probably do.
You definitely do, yeah. You fucking can't do anything on your own.
Well, that's not true. I just mean, just because of where I watch the game and where the computer is, I'm going to have to ask.
All right, so that is on Sunday, and what time is the game at? 8, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in a feisty Chicago.
And we're not doing that. We're all doing that at our own homes. Virtual. So go to patreon.com/hardnickslife. You can join up for that tier and you'll get an invite to watch us be miserable for an entire fucking game.
Well, not for 15.1 minutes when Obi's in the game.
I'm just gonna put a paper bag on my head when Obi's not in the game.
Nice.
So no one can see how miserable I am.
Blandy, are you gonna be wearing your Julius Randle jersey?
I don't have a Julius Randle jersey. You know I only have a Marcus Camby jersey.
Well, somebody's got to get you one. How long until you get a Julius Randle tattoo?
Oh, God. Here we go. No.
Greg, I'm going to the Laker game Tuesday.
You are?
Yeah, I'm taking my dad. He's flying up from Florida, taking him to the game.
Nice. Good, great seats?
Good seats.
Oh, why not great seats? It's your dad.
Because they're fucking expensive to begin with. Just for good seats.
You should be taking us to the good seats and your dad to the great seats.
I'll take you guys to Detroit.
To the good seats?
No. I won't take you guys anywhere.
All right. Remember, if you like the show, leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us some reviews. We got a couple, I think. Since we begged and pleaded the last show. And what else do we want to talk about? What's the upcoming schedule, Brandon?
Oh. All right, so it looks like we're going to be having a back-to-back tomorrow night, 5 p.m. We got the Rockets at home. And then we are traveling to Chicago on Sunday at 8 p.m., as you mentioned, for the watch party. And then a little bit of a break. We got Tuesday with you.
There you have it. What's wrong, Blandy?
Nothing at all.
You sad about not being able to do the schedule?
No, I'm looking to see what if any of those games are on national TV. Oh yeah, the Laker game is okay.
Well, it's just another night to get fucking embarrassed on national TV, right there.
And LeBron will be back for that game more than likely. So
right,
he's supposed to be back Friday night.
Knicks do have a better record at this current time.
Do you guys look forward to Knicks games these days?
I do.
Wow.
I Good still do. I used to
you
not,
do,
Craig. It used to be a fucking chore and a challenge, you know? But yeah, I still look forward to Knicks games, of course.
All right.
We still have a winning record, Craig. It's not so dour.
We will not have a winning record the next time we do this podcast. If Tibbs keeps going in this direction. And you know what? I won't be shocked if we don't again the rest of the season.
Oh, jeez.
Oof.
Aren't you the one who at the beginning of the season said you predicted the most wins out of the three of us?
I think I predicted like 70 wins. But I was fucking wrong.
I mean, your highs are high and your lows are low, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Remember like 2 weeks ago you wanted to fucking put Quickly in the G League and fucking bench him and take him out of the fucking rotation.
Now Quickly,
he sucks.
It's just...
Well, first of all, it's not that low. We're 8-7. You're talking about a two-game losing streak to fall below 500.
including one to the Rockets.
And we've all been saying they're kind of like a 500 team potentially. So if they drop a few games below 500, go 500 the rest of the way, they're going to be below 500 the rest of the season. Season is short. If you fall down a few games, it goes downhill fast. I know. I know I'm making everyone sad right now.
Yeah. It's been depressing me.
It's depressing me.
It's not fucking Christmas yet, and you want to write the Knicks, whole season right now. Tom's got shit to do, but he's going to fucking do it. You think he's not going to fucking do it? He's going to do it.
No, I don't think he's going to do it.
He's going to do it. He's going to do something.
No, he's going to keep doing the same fucking thing. Same way he started Elfrid Payton every fucking game he could last year.
We were winning. He didn't want to fuck with it. Who knows?
Maybe you're right.
Playoffs came. Changed it up.
So I guess we'll just have to hope that we keep losing.
Yeah, let's hope for that. Good idea.
Let's hope for that. All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.